The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3427. We're continuing on our mini-series, our latest mini-series of looks at Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view. Today we're going to be talking about the Darth Sidious story. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the Darth Sidious story in the Return of the Jedi from a Certain Point of View collection is a bit hard to classify, at least in terms of like running it down, telling you what the story is about, that sort of thing. It's called Then Falls Sidious by Olivia Blake. And it's particularly compelling because it is all point of view stuff happening in Darth Sidious's head in the seconds, in the moments, but probably closer to seconds, where he has been confronted by Luke, where Luke says, then, you know, I'm a Jedi like my father before me. And Palpatine decides to do what he decides to do with that and say, so be it. And zap. And even though it's not exactly clear necessarily, like there's a countdown thing that goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, all the way down to 1, and it's almost like it's the last 10 seconds of Palpatine's life before he gets thrown off of that giant precipice. But yeah, that part is not exactly clear. But what is clear is that he is ruminating on, you know, various aspects of that statement that Luke has decided to be a Jedi like his father before him. He's thinking about his time with Darth Vader. He's thinking about Luke. He's thinking about his own coming up in the galaxy, as it were. All these reflections passing by in the blink of an eye, but thanks to the magic of fiction, we get to hear the more detailed ruminations that he has. There's one great line that kicks everything off before we get into the countdown stuff, where Palpatine says, "The galaxy never chose me. Why should it? Power bends to mastery, not destiny. Instead, I called for triumph, and the stars themselves obliged." And I think that line is particularly fascinating because it puts the lie to everything that the Darksiders tend to promote to people that they're trying to con or to bring over to their side. You know, Palpatine saying that it's Luke's destiny for him to replace his father at Palpatine's side, or Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back saying, join me, it's your destiny, right? Now, I suppose you can make a case for destiny if you want that winning out at some point, because Anakin Skywalker being prophesied to bring balance to the Force, and certainly it is a balancing act to grab Palpatine and throw him down that power shaft, but mastery really won out for quite a long time. I mean, Palpatine was running things pretty well for 2 decades, and then even in the time prior to the fall of the Republic, he was working masterfully behind the scenes, no pun intended, to manipulate the galaxy into the position that he wanted it to be. Say nothing of the fact that he supplanted his master Darth Plagueis. That's another mastery situation. And as we know, he mastered death itself, although it was, you know, kind of sketchy, and he almost pulled it off for real, for real. But technically speaking, I'm getting a little ahead of myself with Rise of Skywalker talk. There are a couple of other bits in here that are also rather stark and amazing, like the fact that Palpatine planned on making Darth Vader carry and presumably dispose of Luke's body once Luke was dead, assuming that Palpatine would kill him. And there's also a brilliant and brief meditation on the brokenness of Anakin Skywalker and how seeing his son being tortured by Palpatine awakens a very old wound that Palpatine ultimately describes as love and grief, and he sees it coming and gives himself over to it, basically, in letting Vader grab him, throw him away. But he also knows full well that he's going to take Anakin Skywalker out with him, that he's going to kill him as a result of this move. Yeah, like I said, the story itself is not a traditional linear story, so it defies that sort of rundown kind of situation, but I really did enjoy it, and I imagine that it's very hard to get into the mind of Palpatine slash Sidious and give it a really cold, hard look, and that's what Olivia Blake did with this. So yeah, kudos to her for that story, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.